The U.S. Embassy in Cuba is opening to visa and consular services for the first time since diplomatic staff members experienced unexplained health issues in 2017. Visa and consular services were closed on the island after embassy staff were hit with a series of health incidents from alleged sonic attacks that remain largely unexplained. That meant that many Cubans who wanted to legally migrate to the U.S. had to first fly to places like Guyana. The embassy says it will begin processing immigrant visas with a priority placed on permits to reunite Cubans with family already in the U.S. and others like the Diversity Visa Lottery. I'm Donna Warder.